Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Jackie from the Hot.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. And just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Question number one. Travis Barker's daughter, Alabama, posted a compilation on TikTok of all of the times her dad's FaceTimed her to say, I love you, before he went on stage to perform. Which band does Travis Barker play in? I'll give you a hint. He's the drummer.
That I would have known. Okay. Blink-182.
It would have been Freddie Mercury's birthday today. He won a Best Actor Oscar for... Who won a Best Actor Oscar for portraying him in Bohemian Rhapsody?
We're going to get there.
Yes.
Who played Freddie Mercury? Remy Malek.
Question number three. Ludacris brought out the giant arms from his Get Back video to throw out the first pitch at yesterday's Braves-Rockies game. Who is singing on the hook with Ludacris in this song that spent 2 weeks at number one? Take a listen.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay ya. Don't worry about them haters. Keep your nose up in the air.
You know I got it. If you want to come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey.
Who's singing the hook on that?
Yeah.
Question number four. Raquel Welch was born today in 1940. A poster of Raquel Welch was covering up a hidden escape tunnel in which classic prison film?
Classic prison film. Is it Shawshank?
Question number five. Megan Thee Stallion doesn't even know why she's beefing with Nicki Minaj, saying, quote, I don't know. What could be reconciled because I, to this day, don't know what the problem is. Back in 2019, Megan released a song that started an entire movement and a new vocabulary word. What is the song?
Megan Thee Stallion sings Hot Girl Summer.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Did you give her number four? Because that's not the whole name.
I did.
Okay.
I thought she said the whole name, but your call.
No, you didn't ask her to expound on it, so we'll give it to her.
Okay. Kennedy,
thanks,
welcome
Sam.
Back.
Hi.
Jackie got 4 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Well,
these are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Travis Barker's daughter, Alabama, posted a compilation of TikTok on TikTok of all the times her dad FaceTimed her to say "I love you" before he went on stage to perform.
He's a good doobie.
Which band does Travis Barker play in?
Blink-182.
Tied at one. It would have been Freddie Mercury's birthday today, who won a Best Actor Oscar for portraying him in Bohemian Rhapsody.
What is his name? Rami Malek.
Easy for me to say. Much easier the second time through, Dan.
There you go. A little practice never hurt.
Tied at two. Question number three. Ludacris brought out the giant arms from his Get Back video to throw out the first pitch of yesterday Braves-Rockies game. I don't know if you saw this.
No, he did not.
It is hysterical.
Oh, my gosh. I will watch.
And it was still a better first pitch than 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
Who is singing on the hook with Ludacris on this song that went to number one? Take a listen.
Your money maker, like somebody about to pay you. Don't worry about them haters. Keep your nose up in the air. You know I got it. If you want to come get it, stand next to this money like,
hey, hey, hey.
Who is singing the hook?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Pharrell.
Oh, okay.
Tied at two. Question number four. Raquel Welch, born on this day in 1940. A poster of her was covering up a hidden escape tunnel in which classic prison film?
Shawshank Redemption.
What did she say?
She just said Shawshank.
Oh, yeah. I was screwing up. Okay. Tied at three. Question number five. Megan Thee Stallion.
It's not the name of the movie, but okay. Go on.
Well, when it's Can't Beat Carson and you're here to run the game, you can make up the rules just like I do. Megan Thee Stallion doesn't even know why she's beefing with Nicki Minaj. She says, I don't know what could be reconciled because to this day, I don't know what the problem is. Back in 2019, Megan released a song that started an entire movement and a new vocabulary word. What is the song?
Wait, can you say the last part?
Sure. Back in 2019, Megan Thee Stallion released a song that started an entire movement and a new vocabulary word. What is the song?
Savage?
Hot Girl Summer, Kennedy.
Oh.
Hot Girl Summer. 4-4 is the final score. We end up in a tie.
No, I only got three.
No, I have you for...
No, she got for all.
Oh, the drama. Now
I
can't.
That's a controversial
now
dub.
I can't give her Shawshank Redemption.
You do whatever
sorry.
You want. It doesn't bother me at all.
No, I can't
it's
give
not
her.
My money, and I don't care, and if it does not bother me.
But your record on the board is important.
Yeah, rule 5A, I can implement right. any rule at any time. And you did get Shawshank Redemption wrong, so I'm not giving you that one.
Come on.
3-3 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy, with the tie. Jackie, I would love to give you the money on that one, but I can't in good conscience do that. Plus, I know
Seth. It's okay.
Yeah. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jackie Fernaha, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Stephanie from Lee, New Hampshire.
Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning.
I have the whole crew in the car, too. Her son, Eric, who's 13, and Crosby, who is 10. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
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 Will you all kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Oh, a united front.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions. It's all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Now, if you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you, okay?
Right.
Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. With the new Beetlejuice movie coming out, someone compiled a list of Beetlejuice facts that you might not know, including Tim Burton wanting Sammy Davis Jr. to play Beetlejuice originally. Sammy Davis Jr. was a part of which group of singers, including Frank Sinatra, back in the day?
The Rat Pack.
San Francisco 49ers tight end George Kittle was asked who he thinks should perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. He paused for half a second and then confidently said, Jelly Roll.
I'd love it.
Who performed at last year's Super Bowl halftime show?
Usher.
Nice job, Crosby. Question number three. Katy Perry's love language is apparently acts of service, she said on a podcast. If her partner does the dishes without her asking, she will reward them. Who is Katie's partner?
Orlando Bloom.
Nickelback got their name because when one of the members was a cashier at Starbucks, people would give him $1.50 to pay out their coffee that cost $1.45, and he would give them a nickel back. Name this Nickelback song.
How the hell do we wind up like this? Why weren't we able to see the signs that we missed? And try to turn the tables.
Name the song.
Someday.
Question number five. Kelly Clarkson actually forgot that yesterday was the 22nd anniversary of her winning American Idol. She won the very first season of the show. Who came in second place?
Justin Guarini.
That is unbelievable. You guys are incredible. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! 7 o'clock hour is going to be tough for her game-wise.
I'm just going to tell you, Kennedy. First think fast and now this. Stephanie and Eric and Crosby got 5 out of 5 correct.
Wow, good job.
Thank you.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong, by the way. It adds to the drama.
All righty, Dan.
Doom, doom. With the new Beetlejuice movie coming out, someone compiled a list of Beetlejuice facts you might not know, including Tim Burton wanting Sammy Davis Jr. to play Beetlejuice originally. Sammy Davis Jr. was a part of which group of singers, including Frank Sinatra back in the day?
The Rat Pack.
San Francisco 49ers tight end George Kittle was asked who he thinks should perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. And then he thought and said confidently, Jelly Roll. Who performed at last year's Super Bowl halftime show?
Usher.
Katy Perry's love language is apparently acts of service. She said on a podcast, if her partner does the dishes without her asking, she will reward them. Who's Katie's partner?
Orlando Bloom. Shouldn't have to reward someone for doing their jobs. You live in the house, you make the dish dirty.
We'd have the cleanest sink in three counties, Kennedy. We'd have the cleanest sink in three counties.
Nickelback got their name because when one of the members was a cashier at Starbucks, people would give him $1.50 to pay for their coffee that cost $1.45, and he'd give them a Nickelback.
No.
Name this Nickelback song.
How the hell do we wind up like this? Why weren't we able to see the signs that we missed? And try to turn the tables.
Uh-oh.
Carson!
How you remind me is the only thing I'm thinking of, and I know that's not right.
Question number five. Kelly Clarkson actually forgot that yesterday was the 22nd anniversary of her winning Idol. She won the very first season of the show. Who came in second?
Justin Guarini.
All right. For question number one, you said the Rat Pack. That is correct. Question number two, you said Usher. Yes, of course. Orlando Bloom was question number three. Question number four, what did you say?
You know what I said.
All right, let's skip it. Question number five, you said Justin Guarini. That is correct. Question number four, I don't remember what you said, but it was wrong. The correct answer is Someday. And the winner is Stephanie and Eric and Crosby.
Job,
let's go.
Yes.
They were very good, Kennedy, and they answered the question so quickly.
I mean, to know that Nickelback one, that's crazy.
And they answered it immediately, too. No pause. So 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the loss, and you get the $100. Woo! Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hey.
Yes. Kennedy.
Oh, idiot.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
What did he say?
I don't know.
They were splitting.
He said we're all splitting it, and I said, no, we're not.
Yes, we are.
All right, but Eric did answer a question, just to be fair.
Okay, but Stephanie gave birth, so no. She doesn't do it.
Ding. Stephanie, what do you want to say? Or Kennedy,
no,
what do you want to say?
No, it's me.
This is, yes.
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Stephanie, Eric Crosby.
Go take a lap.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Colleen from Lunenburg.
Hi, Colleen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Her daughter Emma is in the car with her as well. Hi, Emma.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
¿Cómo está usted?
Me llamo Estan.
¿Dónde está biblioteca? Something along those lines. That's about all I know, Kennedy.
Lo siento.
Colleen, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
You too, thanks.
So you know the deal. 5 trivia questions that are all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Contestants on the new season of Dancing with the Stars were announced. They include Anna Delvey, Danny Amendola, Reginald Val Johnson from Family Matters. And on Family Matters, who was the awkward, nerdy neighbor played by Jaleel White?
By Julia White?
Jaleel White. What was the actor's name who played that character?
On Family Matters.
Did I do that?
All I can think of is, what's his name? That dude that wore his pants high.
Yep, that's him.
What's his name?
No, I asked you first.
I'm not sure.
Joke's always funny.
Thank you. Question number two. The NFL season kicks off tonight. What is the trophy that you win for winning the Super Bowl?
It's a football.
It is a football.
It's football shaped.
Yes, but what is it? Has a name. It's named after a very famous coach.
The Heisman Trophy.
Question number three. Rachel Gunn, a.k.a. Ray Gunn, says she is sorry for the negative attention her breakdancing routine caused at the Olympics. Which country was she competing for when she went viral?
The U.S.?
Nina Dobrev posted a series of photos and a sweet message to her partner, Shaun White, on his birthday. Nina Dobrev is best known for starring in which CW drama series?
Anything, Emma? We never watched any of those.
Same, girl, same. Question number five. I Had Some Help by Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen is the number one song of summer. Morgan also had the song of the summer last summer. He's only the second artist in history to accomplish that feat back to back. What was his song from last summer that was number one called?
You know, Emma? Thought you should know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Dan, I think these questions were kind of hard this morning.
I thought they were average.
Yeah. Kennedy, welcome back.
That's the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
Colleen and Emma were the bug this morning. Kennedy, they got 0 out of 5.
Oh, my God.
Now, we used to call that a Mel. But our intern, Mac, on his last day of his internship, decided to play against Kennedy.
Talking all that junk.
And he ended up going 0 for 5. So we changed the name from a Mel to a Mac.
We did.
Mac.
I thought we...
No, that doesn't go along with that. No, that got retired, too.
That should have been retired 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Kennedy.
We were trying to restore her confidence this morning after her loss.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I appreciate what they were doing for Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Let's do it.
Contestants on the new season of Dancing with the Stars were announced. They include Anna Delvey, Danny Amendola, and Reginald Val Johnson from Family Matters. On Family Matters, who was the awkward nerdy neighbor played by Jaleel White?
Urkel.
He has a weed strain now called Purple Urkel.
Why wouldn't you?
I know. Yep. Making a ton of money.
1-0. Question number two. The NFL season kicks off tonight. What is the NFL's trophy called for winning the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl.
It should be called the Super Bowl Bowl. That's a good answer. The Lombardi Trophy is the correct answer, unfortunately.
It would be hilarious if they gave you like a platinum bowl.
Right. It's a superb bowl. 1-0. Question number three, Rachel Gunn, a.k.a. Ray Gunn, says she's sorry for the negative attention her breakdancing routine caused at the Olympics.
It was bad.
Which country was she competing for when she went viral?
Australia.
What?
I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
She made a mockery of the event.
She was having a good time.
She cheated her way to the Olympics.
Well, there's that part.
There's the scandal.
But if you didn't know that
you
part,
made a,
if that part hadn't
She should have had a less good time if that was her move.
2-0. Question number four. Nina Dobrev posted a series of photos and a sweet message to her partner, Shaun White, on his birthday. Nina, best known for starring in which CW drama series?
Vampire Diaries.
Oh, you're a fan of that
Huge.
One.
Huge.
3-0. Question number five. I had some help by Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen as the number one song of the summer. Interesting fact, Morgan had the song of the summer last summer.
Oh.
He's only the second artist in history to accomplish this feat back-to-back. What was his song from last summer called? Last night.
Oh, right.
And can I just say that that's absolute nonsense? Shaboozy was robbed. He's been number one for 8 straight weeks. That's the whole summer. How's
Have
that
you
on the
not heard
summer?
The song Espresso Dan? I'm sorry. That is the song
Shaboozy
of summer.
Shaboozy was robbed. 8 straight weeks at number one. That's the whole damn summer. How's that on the song of summer?
I'm so scared right now. Is everybody okay?
Sorry. I'm Shaboozy's agent, if you didn't know.
And I'm just a fan of Sabrina
Carpenter.
What are
you doing here?
3-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Colleen and Emma, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening. Text from the 860. Anna Delvey, as in the scammer from Inventing Anna. Yes.
Anna, yes.
She will be wearing her ankle bracelet while performing on Dancing with the Stars, which is just wild.
Just the funniest thing of all time.
All right.
Do you think that there's another chance for us?
Not
of
today.
Of course, there's always another chance.
Not today, but another day. Colleen and Emma, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Colleen and Emma from Lunenburg, and we can't beat Kennedy, but I wish I could.
Nice job.
You win a lot of people.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.